Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guests are part of a family group whose ancient contemporary sound, with its synthesis of Indigenous and non-Indigenous instruments, original lyrics, and First Nations dance, offers a unique worship experience. I recently had the chance to see Okama, which includes Gerard Roberts, his wife Peta, two daughters, and others, and was moved by their ministry. Gerard and Peta are on the phone with us from Rockwood, Ontario, from their Rockwood, Ontario home to talk about Okama. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Rend the Heavens from the Okama CD, Sacred Fire. Conversation with Gerard and Peta Roberts. Good evening, Gerard.
Hey, good evening, dear Robert.
Good evening, Peta.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, let's start from the beginning with both of you. First off, Peta, where did your love and your interest in music start?
First of all, Robert, I just want to, I know you're talking to Peta there, but I just want to, first of all, acknowledge this territory in which we live and breathe, and that the Creator gave to the Anishinaabe and the Haudenosaunee people.
Acknowledged. Thank you.
Yeah.
So let's ask the question again, Peta. Where did your love and your interest in music start?
When I was really little. I have been singing since I was very young, five or younger. I used to just sing around the house, change the lyrics to songs on the radio, that kind of thing.
Okay, Gerard, same question. Where did your love for music come from?
Good question. Always loved music, always loved dancing, and it wasn't until Peta and I met and we got married, which this June 23rd will be 30 years ago, that these gifts, this need to play, got got all stirred up. And in 1999, we went to our first Indigenous gathering, and I saw some guys like Art Begay and some other guys playing the flute, and you know, that really moved me.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, just a journey began, and that in itself is another story.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at that, you know, give us a little. Can you give us a little bit of the story of that journey? Just a real quick synopsis.
Well, so again, this was 1999. And these guys, you know, they were in Ottawa, and they were saying that, you know, Creator God, you know, moved on people's hearts to give them a flute. And it's like, okay. I said, God, if you want me to play the flute, you know, have somebody give me a flute, you know? And so 1 year went by, 2 years went by, nobody gave me a flute. Until one day, Creator God said to me, it's got to cost you something. So I went out to Titanega there and bought a flute off a guy called David Miracle. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Peter, your main instrument is piano. And how did that come about?
Ever since I was little, again, I loved to play the piano. My grandparents, my grandfather on my dad's side and my grandmother on my mother's side, they both had old pianos. Some of the keys were stuck and some didn't play, but every time I went there, I would just, you know, plunk away on the piano. And I've never had really formal lessons until a few years ago. I just, you know, I had about a year's worth of lessons, and then so now I I just kind of Holy Spirit helped me to learn to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did Gerard? How did all of this pull together to the point where Okama is going out and starting to minister?
The way I'll explain that is that, you know, as Indigenous people of mixed heritage, there's a lot that is suppressed in our people as Indigenous people. And, you know, a lot, unfortunately, is by the church. And we know the government's role in things as well. So, you know, as we play and as we got to understand our culture better, and we travel, a lot of people invest in different things. We will invest in trying to understand who the Creator has made us. And so Okama, in my opinion, came out as wanting to be healed. And so we would go different places, and we will play our instruments. And sometimes it's not even, you know, the electronic stuff. It's just the drums and the flute. You know, on instruments that was once outlawed by the government, you know. And so that's kind of how it came out of wanting to understand and give back to God the Creator the best that we have in ourselves. And our music is an amazing way of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Karma came from my wife's Taino language, and she'll tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Where does the word Okama come from, Peta?
Yeah, so my Taino Arawak language, which is Tainos are in Florida and South America and the Caribbean, and it's a word that means listen or hear. So we took it our scripture that we base it on is in Revelation about for those who have ears to hear, let them hear the word of the Lord to the churches. So that's basically where it came from. And my people, according to the history books, we're extinct. Now, of course, there aren't too many that are full blood anymore. but we are definitely not extinct, and the blood runs through our veins. We may not look like our ancestors did, but nevertheless, we still are Taino. And we were the first people to invite Christopher Columbus, Cristobal Colón, onto our land. And we were met with devastation, mm-hmm. put it mildly. And even though we are considered extinct, our language, there are many words that we still use on a daily basis, like canoe, tobacco, hurricane, barbecue, hammock. We invented the barbecue.
Great. Well, I'm looking at our time here, and I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Gerard and Peter Roberts of Okama. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
God said, I am who I am. Be still and know that I am God.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
I am who I am.
Back to Arts Connection, and you've been listening to I Am from the Sacred Fire CD by Okama. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Okama members Gerard and Peter Roberts. As I've been listening to you talking, one of the things that has come through is some of the elements that have tragic elements that have happened to the First Nations people. But as I've been listening to and reading more about Okama, You have a message of hope for Indigenous peoples beyond the things that have happened in the past. Is that a good read, Gerard?
Very, very true. And if you notice too, we try to do it as a family. You know, we're blessed to have our daughters Jessie Lee and Israel Rain. You know, to be with us, and you know they're very proficient on their cello and violin, and you know, none of us are perfect, but we want to show to people that one, you know, families are whole. Our families can be whole. Our families can come together to worship the one true creator, you know. It's one of the first things Creator God had ordained, you know, was the family. And it's a real blessing to be able to do that, you know. We were truly blessed to be able to do that. And we make sacrifices that could be done, you know.
Well, I was looking at that, and Pete, as I was reading some of the background info on your website. I mean, Gerard, you're a veterinarian. Pete, you've got your own business. Your daughters are, I know at least one of them is still in school. How do you balance that whole ministry, life, work aspect? How do you find a balance for all of that?
I think, first of all, you have to set the intention. You know, we find time and money to do the things that are important to us. Doesn't matter what it is, we will find a way. And so for us, we have made it a priority. And so we, anytime that we can, we will set the time. We consciously will book time on the calendar for those things. And because since our girls were little, we homeschooled, we made the choice to homeschool. That gave us more time with them to pour into them. And I get it that not everyone is cut out for homeschooling. Actually, I wasn't cut out for it, but it was what God wanted us to do, and I had the grace to do it. So we started them when they were little, and I think that's the main thing. If you start them young in whatever it is, it gets easier as the years go by because it's just ingrained in them. And so they have a family mindset. So even with their friends, they will think of family before friends.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Okama and the ministry and that, Jared, what do you say would be the key ministry focus of Okama?
We are a reflection of what has happened to our people, you know. Our ministry is one of reconciliation and teaching, you know. And that's so important, you know. We see ourselves as a bridge between non-Indigenous and Indigenous people. Between the church and quotation mark that is, and Native peoples. I would like to see the ancient trade routes be reestablished. You know, when you read Acts, it says that God, our creator, from one man, all the nations came, you know, and then he established the boundary stones. And then it goes on, I believe it's in Proverbs, and it says that cursed is the man that removes the stone, the boundary stones of the ancients. So, you know, we've divided up this world into different countries, Canada and USA, and as South America and so forth. And as Indigenous people, we don't see those boundaries. You know, people travel freely, you know. And so what I want to see is I want to see some of those things restored, you know, and different mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what I believe is important. And hopefully, you know, the people would see that, you know, that he created all people, and we all have things that we need to give back to him and give him our best, you know, and to say, you know what, you didn't make a mistake when you made us. And so here's our best. And that's what regalia means, you know, our royal robes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we dance, it's a prayer. Every step is a prayer, you know? Yeah.
Well, and that all comes through in your music. And Petey, you're the you do the songwriting for the group. How does that work for you? Like, are you do the lyrics come to you first? Does the music come to you first? How does it work for you when you're writing the songs?
I'll get a title. Sometimes the lyrics will just come to me. For the I Forgive song, that was basically downloaded. We were just jamming as a family before the Forgiven Summit that was held in 2010, June. And it came in about 15 minutes. And it's so succinct. It had to be
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, because it's just so succinct, and it's not judgmental. It was just, you know, and sometimes with the lyrics, I'll be, the tune will come, yeah, the melody sometimes comes together with the lyrics. And there are times where I will just say the lyrics over and over again in a cadence and with a rhythm and intonation, and then I'll get the melody will come out of just the intonation of saying it.
You mentioned I Forgive, and I saw you were involved in Okama was involved in an event recently with Flying Bow, and that was part of the set that Okama did. That's a really powerful song, and Gerard, does that sort of sum up what Okama is all about? That song?
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, we need to walk out forgiveness, and you know, we need to be Christ-like in that respect, and every day there's just something. You know, my wife has a really good way of saying it. You know, it's like peeling an onion. There's so many layers to it, and if people could come to there, then we will have a beautiful platform to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of Flying Bow. You know, we have this variety of people that have come together, and it's such a beautiful thing, you know. So in our relationships, it's good to have that kind of atmosphere that, you know, you could come as you are, and, you know, in the spirit of forgiveness and love.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Very important. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Gerard and Peter Roberts of Okama. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise you, I lift your name on high, I magnify your name, I celebrate your fame, and I thank you for sending me your Son for the victory. Ultimate in sacrifice, he
Welcome back to Art Connection. You've been listening to Pour It All Out from Okama's Sacred Fire CD. I'm your host, Robert White. I'm going to wrap up our conversation with Gerard and Peter Roberts from Okama. Gerard, you've got a couple of things on your agenda, and one of which includes a trip to South America. Can you give us some details on that?
July 3rd, we heading off to Chile. And again, what occurred in Canada, what occurred in North America, occurred with Native people and the government and the church and everything, occurred throughout the Americas, from the Arctic right down to the tip of Chile and all the Caribbean islands in between. And so we have been asked to come down, do in a time of music worship, and the groups, the main groups that are going to be there are the indigenous people and church, and we're hoping also the government, and walk them through a time of reconciliation, so that's exciting. And again, we just going as a family. We also have our drummer, Matt, who's going to be with us, Matt McLeod. He's just been such a blessing. And come August, we're going to be in Calgary at No Greater Love, which is one of the largest Christian music festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, we're going to Kitimat, B.C., just to have another indigenous worship time out there as well.
Great. Peter, where can people find out more about more information about Okama?
So our website is www.okama.ca.
Great.
.com.ca.
Great. Well, Gerard, Peter, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mabrika.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guests, Rob Gerard and Peter Roberts. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for a look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.